Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, May 18th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Concepts App. Leading off this week, Apple has released a new beta of watchOS 6.2.5, and it includes a few unexpected new watch faces. These new options come ahead of Pride Month taking place in June. The new watch faces come in the form of customization options for the existing Pride Digital, Pride Analog, and Gradient faces. There are new 2020 modes for the Pride faces, which feature a more pastel color palette than previous years, and a brand new rainbow option for the gradient spectrum. You can also now apply rainbow colors to the Numerals Duo and Numerals Mono faces, as well as the California face. And Apple Today has also released two new Apple Watch bands in celebration of Pride this year. These new bands are available to order today from Apple's website, and for the first time, there's also a new Nike band as well. You can check them out at the link in the show notes below. In other news, as announced earlier this year, the HBO Now application has been removed from the home screens of second and third generation Apple TVs. HBO has ended support for the devices and will also be soon removing the HBO Go app as well. HBO originally said it would stop supporting older Apple TVs at the end of April, but it faced quite a bit of backlash for that decision, so it extended the deadline by 2 weeks, and here we are today. HBO makes the argument that the second and third generation Apple TVs are outdated devices. The third generation Apple TV was first released in 2012, more than 8 years ago, but there are many third generation Apple TVs still in use today, simply because many people don't update their streaming boxes as often as they update their smartphones. The third generation Apple TV was also sold by Apple until 2015 for as low as $69, whereas the newer Apple TVs start at the higher price point of $149. And there are rumors that a new Apple TV is coming soon, so now is not the best time to upgrade from the third generation to the newer models. But unfortunately, HBO isn't the only company dropping support for the third generation Apple TV. UFC discontinued its third generation Apple TV app last week, and there are likely many more to come. We are sponsored this week by Concepts App. Concepts is available on iPhone and iPad, and it allows you to sketch ideas, create mind maps, design layouts, and communicate visually on an infinite canvas. With Concepts, you can draw with fluid, pressure-sensitive brushes using designer Copic colors that make every sketch look professional. Concepts Vector Ink is a powerful tool for creativity. Move your ideas around the canvas for brainstorming, explore design iterations efficiently, and enjoy endless editability of your work. Precision tools like grids, line and shape guides, and real-world measurement make design work simple. Plus, you can drag and drop images, vector objects, PDFs, and other assets straight onto the canvas for fast concept work. And with everyone working remotely, you can pair the presentation mode in Concepts with virtual conferencing platforms like Zoom and Reflector for easy whiteboarding with the rest of your team. Finally, Concepts allows you to deliver your best ideas in flexible formats, including PDF and SVG, and work seamlessly with niche software like AutoCAD or Adobe Creative Cloud. Concepts makes it easy to sketch and design your ideas on an infinite canvas with flexible vector ink on iPhone and iPad. You can learn more and get started today at concepts.app. My thanks to Concepts App for supporting 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, Apple's Senior Vice President of Retail and People, Deirdre O'Brien, has shared an open letter detailing the company's approach to reopening its 510 retail stores in a safe and careful way. As we've said before, Apple closed all of its retail stores outside of Greater China on March 13th to help slow the spread of COVID-19. In the letter, O'Brien stresses that care has driven Apple's decision-making throughout the pandemic, noting that the company was one of the first major companies to close its retail stores. Apple wants its customers to know that the Apple Store experience they've come to know will be a little bit different for the foreseeable future in the name of safety. Apple began reopening some of its retail stores outside of Greater China in April, starting in South Korea. Every reopened store has followed and expanded upon safety procedures that were successful in China to help protect both customers and employees. Stores in the United States began reopening with a single location in Idaho on May 11th, And as of May 17th, 99 stores around the world are open to customers. And now Apple has announced that over 25 more locations in the United States, 12 in Canada, and 10 in Italy will reopen in the coming week. Stores that will reopen in the United States include locations in California, Washington, Florida, Colorado, Hawaii, and Oklahoma. Apple notes that its stores in California and Washington are limited to curbside or storefront service only to comply with local guidelines. At stores that reopen, Apple performs cleaning every hour. Social distancing extends not only to the sales floor, but also to the back of the house employee areas to protect their safety. And in some cases, Apple's social distancing requirement of 2 meters exceeds local guidelines. Finally, every product that is submitted to the Genius Bar by customers is subject to a thorough cleaning both at the time of intake and before being returned to the customer. There is no timeline for other stores in the United States, but Apple has made it clear that this will be a very gradual process and that it won't just be a return to normal. You can read the full letter from Deirdre O'Brien at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.